003.
Okay, Simon Lamed Beis. Sif Yud Beis. Ia Klaf Meor Behema V'chaya V'ofa Tahorim. The moral learns out from a pasuk that the cloth has to be from a kosher species. It doesn't have to be a shechted animal. It could be from an avelu trefa animal. But it has to be from a kosher species. And I'll be Kabbalah. Be Kabbalah, you use an oaf first, and a chaya, then a behema. A shlil is even preferable. I'll be Kabbalah. No, they have, an unborn animal. If you get the skin from a nafel of an animal, they prefer that. It never went out. La vira ola. It's not negayos. We don't work with the cloth anyway. But al kapana would have to be from a coastal species. I feel them in available trefa shalahem. Avalom or behem of the chayavayfa tmeim. Not from the non-coastal species. Tichsev lamantia teras Hashem leficha. And we learn out mimin hamuter leficha. Lomi or a dog, not from a fish, not from a fish. Afilu hu tohor, mishum the nofish zua made a Gemara says. A fish is, I don't know how do you define zua made. It's uchi. Mizuham means it's disgusting, it's not nice, it's a slimy, smelly.
Is it kosher?
What? Oh, you mean if it's kalayim, if it was done by Isser, I don't know. I mean, it's mutter beficha, so maybe it would be mutter in a chanami. You just need mutter beficha. What?
Is it kosher b'diavet?
No. Fish? No, fish is not good. Let's see the Mishnah Brura. No Mishnah Brura. Let's see the Bir Halacha. Yeah, cloth. Oaf Meshubach, the first choice is Oaf, Achrav Chayav, Achrav Behemoth, as I told you. Ushlil Yoser Tov, the best of all is the Shlil. Shari Adayin Lo Yotzal Avir Olam. HaTahorim, Utorish and Old Mitzme, okay, there's something gay, very rare case. Afilum and Nevelu Trefa Shalahem, okay, even if it's not naturally Nevelu Trefa, but the Shaykh had messed up. Torah Hashem, Bafilu Shorts for Hamshenam Tanach, Sheish Behem Shem Moshenam Demchokim, and for that Shem Hashem, also Luchtav Alor Behemoth Tmeya. Svarim Shas Poiskim, you could Lamaisa write on an Or Behemoth Tmeya. Okay, Sif Yudal, Yudgimel, Ia Klaf Sholem, Shloyebo Nukodim, Shena Dio Overolov, that. So there's two problems. Let's say there's a hole in the cloth. You could theoretically have three problems, actually. The os could be split in the middle in a way that the os is puzzled. You don't have an os. That's, yeah. In other words, even if you have the fully shaped os, but there's a hefsek in the middle, so it's not ksiva tamo. It's not a complete whole ksiva. Also, you could have a problem of mukaf gvil. Even if you have a tsuras os, but if there's a hole in the cloth, just like you said, a letter can't even go to the bottom of the page, because it's not mukaf gvil over there at the bottom. It can't go like all the way to the bottom. And mukaf gvil is a problem, b'shas ksiva, reminding you. If it happens afterwards, it's not a problem. It's only a problem if it happens at the time you're writing the os. So Kaponim Sif Yud Gimel says that the cloth should be whole, not with holes. It should be whole, with no holes. Shloyebo Nekovim Shein Al Dio Overolov. Now, if you have a minute hole that, when you're writing, the ink goes into the hole like a little pinprick, and the ink goes into the hole, and then you look at it, you can't even tell there's a hole there. It's filled with ink. That's okay. That smaller hole doesn't matter, and it's not a problem of Book of Gvil. It's not a problem of Tzivat Tama, because it's filled in with ink. It's part of the letter. So the Machaber puts it the other way. Shelo yehi bo nekovim she'en adio over all of. Tainu shlo tehe os neiros bo chaluk al ishtayim. It shouldn't like, look like the letter split in half. If it's split in half, you can have a problem with either Book of Gvil, or it's not Tzivat Tama. It doesn't, it's not a kosher letter. Mishnah Brura l'shtayim sif cotton lamed beis shu cotton kol kach, such a small hole out shemaver olav bekumbus nistam ha-nekev b'diyot, the nekev gets filled up with ink v'ein ha-nekev nirgish bekumbus, and you can't feel it. In other words, it fills up with ink, and the cipher, if he would run the pen now over it, it wouldn't get caught in the hole. That's what I mean, it's filled up with ink. Kosman olav, avol pishanofel ma'adiyo b'mokam ahu v'nir ha-nekev da'kenegad ha-shemesh. If you would hold the cloth up to the sunlight, you would see it. That's not a psul. That's okay. Kosher. Avol amnikav kol kach, but if it's such a hole, she'en ha-diyo over olav psul. She'os neris chaluk l'shtayim al yodo. The os looks like it's split in ech. V'afilu ha-nekev b'yemtza ovi ha-os b'gago ovi yirecho. In the roof of the letter, or the leg of the letter, Udiyoma Kifami Kol Tzad, so there's ink all around, and it even looks like the letter, but possible. Bafilo Mad Mokam Nekev Yeshurus Os, that's the Kiddush. Even if up until the Nekev it's a kosher Os, so you say, why in the world is it possible? Because it's not Book of Gvil, that's why. Even if you have a Dalit, let's say you have a Dalit, there's a hole, and then the Dalit continues. You say, that doesn't count. So you only count till the hole. You say, oh, it looks like a dalit. Perfect, beautiful. No, it's not. You got a problem that it's not Book of Gvil. Because over there is a hole. And Book of Gvil has to be all around. So you have that problem if there's a big enough hole that doesn't fill with ink.
If let's say you have a dalit, you stop a little bit before the hole, and then you continue a little bit after the hole, so there's no problem with
Kufkvil,
because
there'll
be
Kufkvil,
and if it looks like,
yeah, there's not a problem. There's no intrinsic problem that the cloth has a hole in it. That's what you see from this. The Mechaber is only talking about problems created by the hole, that it doesn't look like the letter, it's not a Ksiva Tama, or it's not Mukufkvil. But if those two problems don't exist, it would be kosher. Maybe it's not Zakeli Van Veil, but it's not possible. Afilo ma'adanekav yesh tzuras os. L'chol zeh koydim tziva, that's only as the tziva. Avol l'machar ha'tziva nechlak os v'shtayim ar didei nekav, that the whole developed after the letter was written already. And there's a tzuras os until the nekav, then you don't have a problem. Because there's no problem with tziva tama, because you have a tzuras os until the nekav. And you don't have a problem with Book of Gvil, because there's no problem with Book of Gvil if it happens after the Ksivas Os. Book of Gvil is only a problem at the time you write the Os. So therefore the Mishnah Berurah says, Rowan of Yesh Book Surah Os, on Book of Manek, of Kosher. Book of Moshe is Borbis on the Ksiv Tazayan. Bayim Bir Alocha. Bir Alocha talks about, let's say there's a hole in the letter that happened afterwards, but it doesn't fill up the hole, it doesn't have a tzuras os until the hole, but the hole doesn't take up the whole, the entire like width of the dalet. Think of a dalet. So let's say there's a hole right smack in the middle of the dalet, but there's ink on top of the hole, there's ink on the bottom of the hole, and the letter continues. And there's not enough space for the dalet up until the hole. But it looks like a dalet, but there's a hole in the middle there. So the Biralocha here says, "Lo nishtanet tzuras os, you might be kosher, but Kivega wants to be machmir." Tzorichion, he ends up saying. Tzorichion, it's not clear. So obviously, you have to be machmir. Again, it's not tzonegeya os, because we don't do the writing ourselves. Yud Dalet. Asofrim hasrizim osim shloshim minei klofim. Here. For this, you got to look how it looks when you put the parshios in the tefillin. There. You got the parsha, then you fold it up, tie it up with a thing, and you're going to put it into the bayis. Here's the four bottom. Here's the four bottom. And here is your cloth. Right now, you have smaller parshios and bigger parshios. So let's see what the Mechaber says. So from us, the reason the really top flight, top quality seifrim, oisin shloisha min a cloth. If you want them all to end up being the same size, and look how it's folded over. See, and you have smaller parshas and bigger parshas, and you want them all to be the same size, like you, it's like this, the tremendous mylon. The mylon, it's hiddur mitzvah. They're all the same size, and they all fit into the bayis the same. They end up being the same size. So, were you going to want the thicker cloth for the smallest parsha? And then the small and the thinner cloth, see, because you fold it over, you roll it up. So very good. So, you see the picture? You fold it over. So the thinner cloth will be for the thicker cloth will be for the smaller parsha. The thinner cloth will be for the bigger parsha. So you'll end up with the same size. That's what the Mechaber says. Hasofrim hasrizim, and then you put it in the bias this way. That's the hither that it all fits in the same way because they're all the same size. So from us reason, obviously we're talking about the shell rose, which is four different bottom, four different cloth. So from us reason, most from shloshim in a cloth. Of yoser lichta lo parsha shma shehikatana, v'adak mimenu, a little thinner, lo parshas v'hoyam shemoa, she yoser gedola. Now this is the Tosafot that the Mishnah Berurah is going to say. The next biggest is v'hoyakim v'yacha. Because Voyam Shemoya is much larger than Voyak Viyacha. So this should say, you see, it should say Voyak Viyacha, it's a mistake. Well, the Parshas Kadesh, well, the Parshas, and here it should say Voyam Shemoa, Shem Aruchos, which are much longer, Oysen Tlav Dakmo, they make a much thinner cloth. For Vizayus Malo Abotan Bishova, Vizahu Noi Latfilin. Mishnah Berurah, Yud Gimel, but Sifkot Lamed Gimel, Tadak Menu Leparshas Voyim Shemoya, Tosoifer, Tzorach Loimel Leparshas Voyim Kiyeviyacha, Sheyoyis the Gedoyla, which is bigger than Shema, but it's smaller than Voyim Kiyeviyacha. Leparshas Kaddish, Leparshas Voyim Shemoya, Shema Ruchos, Bir Agro Viadara, that this is a mistake. Rabbi Kosov, I don't know who that is, Shasoifim Shalahem Oysen Tikon Acher, Shekol haklofim hishovim ba'oirich echad uba'oivi echad. Elishem menichim gilyonim, you leave more margins. The parshios hakatzaros. They used to use the same cloth, the same size, the same thickness. But they just had more margins, the Parshas Tzoros. So it ended up being the same size. Okay, we'll stop here.